Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Prosperity in the Age of Decline, How to Lead Your Business and Preserve Wealth Through the Coming Business Cycles, is a business and economics book by Brian Beaulieu and Alan. Beaulieu, written for readers who want to understand long-range economic cycles rather than react only to short-term market noise. Published by Wiley. It draws on the author's work at ITR Economics and presents a forecasting-driven view of the economy, including major demographic, fiscal, and cyclical pressures that they believe will shape the next decade and beyond. The book is not a general personal finance guide or a motivational business manual. Instead, it focuses on how leaders, investors, and owners can interpret leading indicators, anticipate downturns, and position capital and operations more effectively across different phases of the business cycle. Its purpose is practical to help readers preserve wealth, avoid common mistakes in recessions, and recognize opportunities that emerge before, during, and after economic contraction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using economic cycles as a management tool rather than a background assumption. A central idea in the book is that business cycles are not random disruptions but recurring conditions that can be studied and used for planning. The Beaulieus argue that leaders often make the mistake of treating the economy as a fixed backdrop, when in fact timing matters for hiring, capital spending, inventory borrowing, and expansion. By framing the economy as cyclical, the book encourages readers to ask where they are in the cycle before making strategic decisions. This matters because the same action can be wise in one phase and costly in another. Expansion during a favorable phase may strengthen a company, while the same leverage during a weakening phase can create serious risk. The book therefore presents cycle awareness as a practical discipline for leadership. It is not about predicting every data point perfectly. It is about making decisions that are resilient across changing conditions and avoiding the common habit of overcommitting just before a downturn. Secondly, leading indicators and data-driven forecasting as the book's core method. The book places strong emphasis on leading economic indicators, which are signals that tend to move before the broader economy changes. Rather than relying on lagging measures such as headlines, quarterly reports, or emotional market commentary, the authors promote a forecasting framework built around observable trends. This gives the reader a method for thinking ahead instead of only reacting. The value of this approach is that it shifts business planning from intuition alone to evidence-based timing. A leader who understands leading indicators can better judge when to slow investment, when to build cash reserves, and when to prepare for opportunity. The book also reflects the author's broader reputation at ITR Economics for long-range cycle analysis, which is part of what differentiates the text from more speculative economic writing. At the same time, the method requires discipline. Readers must be willing to work with economic data and accept that forecasting is probabilistic, not absolute. The book's contribution is to make those probabilities useful for action. Thirdly, demographic aging and public debt as structural pressures on future growth. One of the book's most important themes is that long-term economic decline is driven not only by temporary recessions, but also by structural forces. The authors highlight an aging population and rising government debt as major headwinds that can weaken growth over time. Demographic aging affects labor supply, consumer demand, healthcare costs, retirement systems, and public finances. Large debt burdens can constrain policy choices and amplify economic fragility when conditions worsen. By focusing on these structural pressures, the book moves beyond short-term business advice and asks readers to think in decades, not months. This is a useful distinction because many books about investing or leadership focus only on market cycles without connecting them to broader social and fiscal changes. Here, the argument is that those deeper trends matter because they shape the environment in which every business and portfolio operates. Readers do not need to agree with every forecast to benefit from the framework. The key lesson is to consider whether current prosperity is being supported by temporary conditions or by durable foundations. Fourthly, preserving wealth by adjusting exposure before the downturn arrives. The book is explicit that wealth preservation is not just about defending assets after a crisis begins. It argues for preparing in advance, while conditions still appear stable. That means reducing exposure to avoidable risks, preserving liquidity, and making decisions with the next phase of the cycle in mind. This is a practical point because many losses in downturns come from overconfidence during expansion, not from the recession itself. The authors frame the pre-downturn period as a time when opportunities still exist, but they are different from those in the later stages of contraction. Readers are encouraged to distinguish between aggressive growth moves and defensive positioning. The underlying logic is that a business or portfolio with flexibility can endure shocks and then take advantage of distressed opportunities when others are forced to retreat. This is one of the book's strongest contributions. It links economic analysis directly to capital preservation. Rather than presenting fear as the answer, it uses preparation, timing, and selective positioning as the means of staying resilient. Lastly, why the book is aimed at executives, owners, and serious investors. This book is written for readers who make consequential decisions with capital, not for those looking for simplified personal finance tips. Business owners, executives, financial planners, and long-term investors are the main audience because they need to think about timing, risk, and operational resilience. The book is especially relevant to people who must decide when to expand, when to conserve resources, and how to protect wealth across multiple economic phases. Its format is data-heavy and analytical, which means it rewards readers willing to engage with charts, trends, and forecasting logic. That density is also part of its value. The book does not oversimplify the economic environment or reduce it to slogans. Compared with more generic business strategy books, it stands out for tying leadership choices to macroeconomic cycles. Compared with standard investment books, it is broader because it includes business operations and wealth preservation together. Its intended reader is someone who wants to make fewer reactive decisions and more structured, cycle-aware decisions over the long term. In conclusion, Prosperity in the Age of Decline is best suited for business owners, senior executives, financial professionals, and investors who want an economic framework for long-range planning. It will be most useful to readers who are comfortable with data, forecasting, and cycle analysis, and who want to think beyond quarterly performance. The practical benefit of the book is that it connects macroeconomic trends to concrete decisions about capital, timing, and resilience. Rather than treating recession planning as an afterthought, it places it at the center of leadership strategy. Intellectually, it stands out because it combines demographic analysis, public debt concerns, and business cycle forecasting into one coherent view of the future. That makes it different from many books in the business category, which either focus on growth tactics without macro context or discuss economics without operational application. Its strength is that it offers a disciplined way to prepare for uncertainty without abandoning opportunity. Readers looking for a calm, evidence-based approach to preserving wealth and guiding a business through changing economic conditions will find it more distinctive than a typical finance or management title. If you would like to support Brian Beaulieu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.